This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Yes, indeed. Good morning. I am joined from the University of Minnesota by Mary Meyer, answering your lawn and garden questions this Saturday morning. Hi, Mary. Good morning.
Good morning, Denny. Great to hear your voice. And I don't know, is it winter yet for gardeners?
Well,
I don't think so. I'm
looking at the calendar. I'm also looking at the forecast, and I know that what Al just said about Monday, about 9 or 10 in the morning, the temperature will suddenly drop to about 10 above. So I think we'll feel it by then, certainly. But I was anxious to tell you that you remember maybe it was 3 winters ago when we had, I know we at our house lost, because of the lack of snow and the cold, some mature boxwoods. Remember that?
Oh, yes. I remember that well.
Well, in remembering that, I thought, well, I had since turned off the outside faucets to the house because it was, you know, it was November. And I kept thinking, boy, I don't know. I think those boxwoods could have used more water. So the other day, I turned the water back on, and I gave them all a good soaking, and I assume that was something good to do in prior to this cold.
Definitely was a good idea to do that. As long as the ground is not frozen, yes, you can still do some watering. Now we're getting, it's kind of partially frozen, and it varies from one location to the other, even the south exposure where it might not be frozen, to the north where there's probably some partial freezing. But yes, we have had such an extraordinarily dry year that watering is really essential for new plants. And you probably replaced some of your boxwood like I did.
Yep.
So anything that was newly planted, yes, this last year, it would really benefit from water as long as the ground is not frozen.
Yeah, good idea. I'm glad I did it. Plus a little dormant seeding. If you have any kind of a question, a lawn or garden question, you know how busy, if you're a regular listener to the show, you know how busy we get during this hour. So call in your question to Mary or send Mary your text. It's the same number, 651-461-9226. Here's one that's just came in. I have, texter says, a large tropical plant with three small twisting trunks and a long narrow leaves. It has reached the ceiling and has sprouted growth at the base. Can I cut the growth off, and what else could I do? They want to know.
Oh, wow. This sounds like a great spot that you've got the plant in because it's growing so well. As long as there are plenty of leaves up at the top that are still getting light and growing, if you don't like the growth at the base, you can cut that off. It just sounds to me like your plant is doing really well. I guess you might consider, is this the tallest room I have, right? if you've got a height problem with it, but you could cut some of the foliage off at the base. Those, different tropical plants are actually braided. The stems are braided to be attractive with the stems. And those are really plants that like warm conditions, so they've got to be inside all year.
I was thinking this, again, is the holiday season. We always like to ask you and your colleagues this question every year at this time. What about host or hostess gifts? If we're visiting family or friends and we want to bring them something that's green and growing, or we hope it will, what are some ideas? What's a nice gift that's easy to take care of, let's say?
Yeah, there are many plants, Denny. It is really a great idea. The garden centers and florist shops, many good suggestions. So one of the easiest ones, I think, is a cyclamen. Cyclamen is a small plant. It has kind of upside down flowers. The flowers are kind of nodding or reflex. The petals go back. We see cyclamens for Valentine's Day because they're often red and white and shades of pink. But it's a smaller plant, very easy to take care of, very tolerant of cool conditions. So it doesn't really have to be warm for a cyclamen. Of course, poinsettias. There's so many different colors and sizes of poinsettias. And most of our listeners probably know poinsettias last a long time now. So you can get a poinsettia that will last 2 or 3 months easily. A cyclamen doesn't last quite as long. But also there will be azaleas. And then I think my favorite, though, is really the amaryllis. Amaryllis is a fail-proof bulb that will almost always flower no matter what you do. So it's often given as a gift when it's pretty dormant and it's just a bulb in a pot, and often sold in a box at, even department stores will sell amaryllis. And I will say the sooner you buy an amaryllis, the better. You want to make sure that it is planted and it's starting to get some water, because it takes a good 6 weeks, maybe even 8 weeks, for it to flower.
Really?
So you could buy ones now and start watering them, give them to your friends when they're, right at Christmas. But really, anytime you can give the bulb when it's just been planted or when it's half grown with its leaves. But really, anytime you can give the bulb when it's just been planted or when it's half grown with its leaves, with the buds starting to show. But they are a fail-proof gift, and they come in all sizes and many colors. So I love getting amaryllis, and I love giving those.
There's a good hint for the listeners who want to send Mary a holiday gift. If you have a lawn or garden question, I know we have to break here momentarily, but if you have any kind of a lawn or garden question, don't wait. We tend to get backed up here with the phone calls and text messages. So call it in or text it in right away, 651-461-9226. That goes for either your phone call, if you want to chat with Mary, or send Mary a text, 651-461-9226. We've now moved to 31 degrees here in the Twin Cities. We might hit 35, but again, I mentioned this earlier, that Monday, the temperature reading overnight, in fact, will drop to somewhere around 9 or 10 o'clock Monday morning to 10 above. We haven't experienced that for a while, so hang on. We'll take this break. Again, 31 degrees in the Twin Cities on our Smart Garden Show here on News Talk 830. This is WCCO. And good morning. It's a Saturday morning. This 8 o'clock hour is when we bring you our Smart Garden Show. Denny Long here, along with Mary Meyer from the University of Minnesota, answering your lawn or garden questions at 651-461-9226. 9226. That makes it either a phone call or a text message, whatever is easier for you, for Mary. Mary, we have callers, we have texters, we have both, so let's get back to it. I think Graham is first up in Somerset calling in this morning. Graham, you're on with Mary Meyer.
Oh, hello, Mary, and hello, Denny.
Good morning.
Yes, Mary, I've got a question about where I can buy the certain plant. It's known as the Jesus plant. It's the crown of thorns. There's various varieties. My wife has a few of them. Beautiful, big thorns on them.
yes.
Incredible right. plants.
Yes. Yes. Can you hear us?
Yes.
Crown of thorns is quite an unusual plant. It doesn't have as much foliage or green on it as much as it has these, yes, beautiful stems and thorns. So I would consider a store that has kind of specialty house plants. This is a tropical plant, cannot be grown outdoors. So I would consider, you know, a garden center that specializes in plants. And, you know, there are many of them in Minneapolis and Minnesota. So we have the Bachmans, we have Dundee's, Tonkadale, Gerton's. So a store that just specializes really in plants. And you could check online. You might be able to inquire online or call some of the stores and see if they have that. It is more of an unusual plant. I'm sure you can find it mail order, but of course buying mail order means it would have to come through the winter, and conditions like that are pretty difficult. But I would try some of the stores that just specialize our best garden centers.
And we have some good ones around here, like you mentioned.
Excellent
really
ones,
good
yes.
ones. This texter says, how do you keep a cyclamen alive? I've had two, and they did not survive even following the care instructions.
Well, right. Now, that was the first one I recommended for a gift.
Yes.
I would say it's a short-term plant for your home. It has to have cool conditions. So once the flowers are gone from that, you probably should throw it away. And that's kind of hard for me as a horticulturist to say throw away a plant. But it's very difficult to get it to rebloom again. It really does like cool conditions, colder conditions for the buds to set, bright light and fertilizer. So it's not that easy to keep it reflowering.
This one, I knew we were going to get this because I was doing the same thing the other day. Still okay to dormant seed before the snow?
Yes, it is. You can have good seed soil contact now because most of central southern Minnesota, no snow. Up in the north, we're starting to see some snow come there. But as long as you can make sure that the seed will stay there and not be washed away, yes, you can still dormant seed.
Okay. Let's get back to the phones. I think Jason's calling in from Minneapolis this morning. Thanks, Jason, for waiting. What's your question for Mary?
Oh, good morning. What are the basic steps for tilling soil in outdoor vegetable plots? And I have one raised bed, and I have several lower beds that are just on the surface of the lawn. And when I tilled them this fall, there were a whole bunch of tree roots, the little stringy things, and also up to like a 1-inch diameter. And I think maybe some of that might have been interfering with the root systems of some of those plants. So if you could tell me, what are your recommendations for, you know, tilling the soil and how deep I need to go, that would be helpful.
Yes, Jason. So you can do tilling right now. We see this a lot of the farmers will do fall tilling because they can get into the fields now. It's often easier than waiting in the spring when things are much wetter and then you have to wait for quite a while. But on a small scale as a homeowner, you can do it now in the fall or you can do it in the springtime. The raised beds, I would only worry about tilling them down till you're at ground level. Because the whole idea of a raised bed is that it's more like a container sitting there on top of the soil. So you don't really have to worry about the roots getting deeper. You do, of course, then have to water more and pay more attention, but that soil will have better oxygen exchange and be lighter and less compacted than your heavy soil that's in the ground. The in-ground beds, I would say 6 inches is a good amount to be tilling. 2 to 4 is okay. 6 inches is probably ideal. And you're right, you do encounter other roots, especially tree roots, because trees are very, very far away from the main trunk of the tree. They can be, you know, 50 feet is no easy for a tree root to be out that far from the trunk. So yes, you'll encounter some of those, but that's competition for your vegetables. So what's the priority? Probably vegetables in this case.
Here's our phone number. It is also our text number, and we're going to take a break here in a moment to look at that forecast. But call in your question before it's too late, or send a text, 651-461-9226. You know what we haven't mentioned yet, and I always like to do that, is the University of Minnesota website, the extension website, extension.umn.edu. There is so much information that you and your colleagues have put together on that website. It's just fun to read.
Lots of fun, Denny. And of course, we have timely information that changes regularly. So we have articles up there now about gifts for gardeners. We have articles about indoor lighting for houseplants, buying greens in the wintertime, helpful tips about what plants might be invasive that you're getting with holiday greens and so on. So yes, a wealth of information at extension.umn.edu, and then click on garden.
You know what else let's talk about when we come back after the break is what's going on at the Arboretum. Let's do that when we come back after that forecast. Again, we have about another half hour of the show to go with, so don't wait. Our Smart Garden Show around every Saturday in the 8 o'clock hour here on WCCO. Here again is the phone number. It's also the text number, 651-461-9226, awaiting your lawn and garden question from Mary Meyer from the University of Minnesota here on News Talk 830. This is WCCO. Stay with us. Good morning. Welcome back to our Smart Garden Show here on CCO every Saturday in the 8 o'clock hour. This morning, you're getting the help you need from Mary Meyer from the University of Minnesota Horticulturalist there. And Mary, as usual, we have callers, we have texters. Don't wait. If you have any kind of a lawn or garden question, we'd like to help you out. So call or text at 651-461-9226. I was going to say really any time of the year, but this is such a great time when folks and family are visiting, friends are visiting from out of town, to take them to the Arboretum, right?
Oh, you're right, Denny. There's a lot going on at the Arboretum. Now, I think people might be just catching on to the winter lights. We have a beautiful light display at the Arboretum. I think the Star Tribune has some lovely pictures this morning about that. So you want to go to the website. This is a ticketed event, but there are two ways you can go. And if you want to drive right into the Arboretum, park there, you can. But some of the dates are already sold out for parking yourself at the Arboretum. However, dates are not sold out for taking the bus, the Southwest Transit bus from Chaska. So you buy your ticket, you park at the Chaska Transit Hub, and they take you door to door to the Arboretum. And that way you have many more options if you take the Southwest Transit bus. But people love the winter lights. My grandkids have had so much fun running through the light tunnels and watching the light displays. It's really gorgeous, and it's a walk-around display. It's pretty much totally handicap accessible, easy walking, wonderful experience to see. But then there's also the auxiliary sale is there this weekend. There's yoga, free yoga with admission tomorrow. The Herb Society is having a sale at the Arboretum. And then there's special holiday music. So many things going on at the Arboretum. And of course, a lot of people come to walk outside. And now the walking, very easy, no snow for a day or two more, hopefully. But wonderful place to visit for anybody coming from out of town, or certainly us locals know how great it is year-round.
And I'm a big believer in mass transit, and it's such great service because I used to take it at Southwest Transit. But that's a great idea to park there, the park and ride.
And, you know, the great thing about the park and ride is you don't have to worry about finding a parking place at the Arboretum and walking from the furthest lot to finally get to the display. Yeah, Southwest Transit is a wonderful idea. So the transit is kind of free. It's the same price. And you just park at Chaska and then take the bus over.
Yeah, and the parking is free as well. There.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So there. All right. And again, if we want to get to the Arboretum, we do have to make reservations, though, right?
Yes. It's ticketed reservations for any time you want to visit. And then it's ticketed, especially, of course, with an additional price, $10, to go to the Winter Lights event. But to go to the Arboretum and walk during the day, no problem. You can sign up for that. Easy access, easy to walk around there. So you do need to get your reservation. And, you know, some people think that that's unnecessary, but others love it because you know when you can get in. You can find a place to park. You know that you're not going to be waiting on the highway wondering if you're going to get in. So the reservation ticketed system has really helped smooth the crowds out.
Yeah, it works. It's very much more efficient. Yeah,
yes.
Very good. Here is a text. By the way, if you have a lawn or garden question, we're waiting for yours at 651-461-9226. Here's one. It says, good morning to my favorite garden show. Thank you for that. Small Japanese maple tree still has a few dried red leaves. I have winter mulched with leaves. Could this dear little tree be dying?
Well, hopefully not. No, because we had such a long, mild fall, we did see many of our deciduous trees hold on to their leaves. The warmer temperatures just kind of delayed that. So no, leaves still on does not mean really, it's not an indication of the health of the tree. And I would not worry about that. Now, the Japanese maples, depending on where you plant those, they can be marginally hardy. There are some newer Korean hybrids that are hardier. But if you've had it growing there for other years, I think it should be fine because our temperatures are moderating.
Mary, a listener wants to know which trees can be trimmed this time of year.
Most of our deciduous trees can be trimmed. This is a good time to prune oaks. To prune ash trees, maple trees in general, any of our deciduous shade trees, you can go ahead and do pruning on those when they're fully dormant. We don't usually prune fruit trees right now in the fall. The fruit trees and grapes, we normally wait till later in the winter, till the worst of the winter is over, and do the pruning just late winter at that time. Evergreens, you can prune some of the evergreens right now, especially if you want those for holiday decorations. If you want to do major pruning on evergreens, we normally recommend that in the spring, just as they're starting to grow.
Okay. Here again is our phone number. It's also our text number, 651-461-9226. It is more of a comment than a question, Mary. Another cyclamen comment. I put my cyclamen outside in the shade all summer, and it blooms a little all summer. When I bring it in, it blooms for months. It's over 5 years old.
Oh, so good there. For that listener. That's really nice to hear that. So many of our plants do better outside in the summertime. They can get a boost and much better light conditions.
And back to, you and I talk about the Meyer lemon trees from time to time. And
yeah.
Ours is starting to get very fragrant here in the house, the blooms. Is that typical for this time of year, or is this something those trees do all year when they're outside?
No, it's typical mostly this time of year. They tend to bloom around Christmas time. December and January is kind of when they will have flowers on. And then the citrus are an amazing plant because they can have flowers, immature fruit, green lemons, and yellow lemons all at the same time. It takes quite a long time for the lemon to ripen. I should really track that. It's such a hard thing to remember from the flower until you pick a ripe lemon or citrus. So I am about to pick some of my citrus that's Calamondin orange. It's a little very tart orange that I use to make marmalade, and I have my grandchildren pick that in usually December or January. And I could pick some of that right now. So it's probably the fruit that I'm picking now were probably flowers a year ago.
A year ago. Okay.
Yeah, it takes a long time.
I've had some of it. Thank you for your marmalade. It wakes you up. It's very good.
Yes, those Calamondins, they're just about, an inch or 2 inches across. They're very tart and very little pulp on the inside. Mostly they're the skin. But yes, cooked with a lot of sugar, I have to admit. But they are, if you like marmalade, you'll love Calamondin.
It was very tasty.
Marmalade.
It didn't last very long around here. So here's an interesting question, Mary. Is it better to till the garden now or in the spring?
I like tilling in the spring. I used to till more in the fall. But what I like to do now is clean up in the fall, especially remove any diseased plants, but actually to do the tilling in the spring. The reason for this is that that brown soil, especially without a snow cover or anything to hold it, is more subject to erosion, either water erosion or wind erosion. So ideally you have something to hold the soil in place through the winter.
Okay. Again, here's our phone number. It's also the text number, 651-461-9226. Here's a text, Mary. It says, when is the best time to trim a 12-foot tamarisk bush and how much? The Japanese beetles sure love it in the summer. Tamarisk.
Well, bush. The tamarisk is, that's the decorative foliage shrub. So if I'm thinking correctly about the plant, so you could do that now, but 12 feet tall, I would wait to do that in the springtime. I would say either is okay. If it's bothering you, the good thing about some of our pruning right now with deciduous plants, especially, is you see the overall form of the plant. You can see the stems easier. When the foliage is not on there, you can really see the overall shape, so you can thin the plant better and cut it back. So it would be okay to do it right now.
Okay. Well, right now, we're going to take a quick break and invite our listeners to join in on the conversation here in our Smart Garden Show. If you have any kind of a lawn or garden question, call it in or text it in at 651-461-9226. 31 degrees now in the Twin Cities. We'll be back with Mary Meyer from the U of M after this break. Here on News Talk 830, this is WCCO. And welcome back to our Smart Garden Show here on 830 WCCO. Mary Meyer is helping you out this morning from the University of Minnesota at 651-461-9226. Just a reminder, our informational shows will continue next hour. It'll be Home Improvement with Andy Lindis answering your questions. And then if you have a dog or cat at home, Veterinarian Dr. Gene Geske will be in the 10 o'clock hour. You can ask the vet your question in the 10 o'clock hour. That's straight ahead here on CCO. Well, Mary, we have questions as usual here to run up our time till the end of the show here in a few minutes. At 651-461-9226. I have heard, this listener says, Mary, that adding peroxide when watering plants will kill aphids. Is that true?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I've never heard
yes,
that.
Yes, probably will. Might kill some other things, too, including your plant. So, yeah, I would not do that. No. So peroxide, a form of bleach, very rough way to go. Do not do this. No.
What's available? What's available, Mary, to use? You know, for killing. I know we've talked in the past about these things that look like gnats flying around your house.
Oh yeah, fungus gnats. We do see a lot of fungus gnats now. Yes, in my home as well, because we bring in so many plants from outside. And depending on the type of soil you have with a lot of organic matter, you often will have fungus gnats that will hatch out in your house. So if there are just a few of them, not a big deal, but more can be, problematic. So insecticidal soap is kind of the easiest way to go with a lot of these insects. The first least toxic thing to do is just washing off your plants well. So anything like aphids that would be up on the green foliage part of the plant, I would put the plant in a shower, try to wash it off really well. And then insecticidal soaps are also really easy to use. If you know you have fungus gnats, those are a soil insect. And there are some ways that you can trap them or treat the soil so that there are fewer fungus gnats. We have some great information in that on caring for indoor houseplants at the website extension.umn.edu and click on garden.
Yeah, check out that website, extension.umn.edu. Let's see. Here's another one that just came in. My blueberry plants seem to have been fooled by the frost and then warm up. They have lots of swelling reddish buds. I'm concerned that the inevitable real frost will be bad news. They are in half-barrel tubs in peat moss. What do you think of that?
I think those buds will probably be fine. That's actually a good sign, and many plants form buds the previous year, and we often just don't see that or pay attention to them. But many of our spring blooming plants, they have formed their flower buds already, and then that's why they bloom so early. That's the first thing to come out. So I wouldn't worry about that. And the person actually talking about them being in tubs, that if that is not something you've done for several years, the roots and will need protection if they're above the soil because the roots are much more susceptible to winter injury. So if that tub or container is going to freeze solid, that's actually a more fragile environment for the roots to actually be exposed to too much cold than the top of the plant. But if you've had them in tubs and you're treating them that way and they're in a location where they're not subjected to, sub-zero conditions, then you know what you're doing.
Okay. This listener, Mary, says, I planted a 6-foot corkscrew willow over the summer. Do I need to do anything special for the winter other than mulch? Thank you. Love the show. That comes from DJ from Litchfield. So how would you comment on that one from DJ?
I think the watering and mulching, that's the critical thing. That plant will be hardy. It won't be a problem, but it just makes sure that it's had enough water. All of the willows really do like wetter conditions, and so watering and mulching is it.
Oh, okay. This listener says, I have a 10-year-old hibiscus that I move in and out with the seasons. It is done blooming after a heavy fall bloom. It's about 4 feet by 4 feet. Can I prune it back now, or should I wait till closer to spring?
You can prune it back now. Those big hibiscus, and it sounds like you have a great location for it because you've kept it for so many years and it's growing and blooming. But yes, you can pretty much prune that whenever you want to. And yes.
So very good. This listener says, when is the best time to prune a maple tree?
You can do that right now. When the plant is fully dormant, it's a good time to prune it right now. So if you wait until later in the winter, early spring, when the sap starts to flow, you can still prune it then, but a lot of people are concerned about the sap flow that they will see coming out of the tree. It will naturally stop, but I would say any time now when the plant is dormant is a good.
How do I build a raised garden bed? Well, there's one for you.
Yeah, that's a great question. You basically have some type of side supports, like 2x4s or landscape timbers or something, that you put on top of the soil in a sunny location, and then you fill this above ground bed with soil or potting soil. Most people use soil or some type of mixture of potting soil and regular ground soil. But that's basically what it is. You raise a bed above ground level and hold the sides in with some types of support. And this gives your plants a great area to put down roots that has more oxygen in it. It's not compacted, and it's just easier to take care of. So it's pretty simple, you know, and I don't know that we have a guide to making garden beds like that. That's a really good question. But I would look for that myself, even included, on our Extension website and search. We have some great information on starting a garden and beginning a garden. So I'm pretty sure we do have input on that. Also, one of our, the Minnesota State Horticulture Society sells a kit and gives kits to community gardens called Garden in a Box. And that's essentially what this is a raised bed with everything you need to get going. And for community gardeners, they actually supply plants as well in the springtime.
Awesome.
So through the Horticulture Society Garden in a Box, and then yes, I'm going to go look that up.
Yeah, me too.
What we have on the Extension website.
I'd like to do that myself. Mary, thank you so much. Yes. We're out of time, and I hope you have a great week, and I know we'll be talking soon.
Yes, my pleasure, Denny.
Thanks very much. Mary Meyer from the University of Minnesota. Now, get those home improvement questions ready for Andy Lindis coming up next hour. And then in the 10 o'clock hour, we'll have another visit with Dr. Gene Geske, a veterinarian. You can ask your dog or cat questions of the vet in the 10 o'clock hour. Right now, here in the Twin Cities, 31 degrees. We might hit 35 a little bit later today. Chance of precipitation tonight, maybe less than a half an inch of snow. We'll get you the details coming up. Right now, overcast. In the Twin Cities, our CCO temperature reading 30.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.